Okay, this is funny. The answer was not give the coding agent eyes and everything gets better.
No, and thank God. If this had been pure screenshots beat code, I would have had to retire from exploring next out of spite.
What I liked is the problem is real, though. Humans do not read a repo as one giant text blob. You kind of feel the shape of it. Folders, call paths, which file is central, where the weird utility graveyard lives.
Right.
And agents are still mostly getting everything ironed flat into tokens. So the stuck point here is repo-level issue work, where orientation burns context and money before the model even starts fixing anything.
Yeah, the paper is basically asking whether multimodal models can use structural visuals as compressed context. They built this thing called CRepo, static analysis off the AST, a multi-relation dependency graph, then a query-centered subgraph rendered with GraphViz as a PNG.
The agent still has normal text tools for code access and editing, so it can inspect actual source when it needs precision, but it also gets a spatial map with containment, imports, invocations, and inheritance.
Which is already more believable to me than replace text with pictures.
And the paper's strongest result is exactly there. Vision only was bad. GPT-5 Mini dropped from 55% to 41.4 on issue resolution. KimiK 2.5 dropped from 70.3 to 55, and Daobao got absolutely wrecked. Poor Daobao.
Worse, token cost went up in vision-only mode. The models kept querying more graphs because images alone don't give you symbolic detail. So the takeaway is current multimodal models still need text for exact code reasoning. The visual part.
That's the part I buy as shippable, not a new agent religion. More like bolt a structural layer onto the agent you've already got so it stops wandering. If a team is already using coding agents on medium or large repos, this feels very production shaped.
Exactly. In the hybrid setup, the gains are modest but real. On GPT-5 Mini, Passet 1 went from 55 to 55.4, basically flat, while input tokens dropped about 25% and costs dropped about 26%. GPT-5.1 cut cost even more, though with a small accuracy dip. Kimi and Dubao both got slight accuracy gains with lower cost.
And they tested layouts too, which I appreciated. Graph layout was best for efficiency. Nested and tabular cost a little more, but sometimes gave slightly better accuracy.
They also tried fixed versus dynamic hierarchy depth, and dynamic depth won on efficiency without hurting results. If the agent can decide how deep to explore around a node, you avoid dumping the whole neighborhood every time.
So who builds with this? Internal platform teams, dev tools companies, maybe anybody already wrapping a mini SWE agent style loop. This is not some consumer feature with sparkles. It's an infrastructure patch for repo navigation.
My only real caution is methodology scope, not a giant red flag. I'd still want to know how robust the graph quality is on ugly polyglot repos, generated code, dynamic dispatch, stuff static analysis handles imperfectly. If the map is wrong in subtle ways, the agent could get overconfident.
Sure, and there is some product mess in turning this into a daily tool. You need fresh graph generation, decent latency, and an interface that doesn't make.
And the stage-specific result matters. Visual tools helped most during fault localization, not uniformly across repair and validation. I like that because it's specific. If I were wiring this up, I'd spend the multimodal budget early to find the blast radius, then fall back to text-heavy edits once the agent knows where to cut.
Yeah, that's clean. Okay, Cody, keep your haunted subway map. I'm keeping the emergency crackers, and I think this one earned episode 495.